This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. You want to win a trip to see the Zac Brown Band? We'll get you started this hour with some information on how you can do it. Love and Fear, live at the Sphere in Las Vegas, is in December. It includes a two-night stay at the Suite in the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas, the only hotel directly connected to the Sphere. Easy to enter. It's a national contest with a chance to win that trip. You can just download the Odyssey app, listen to KFH for at least an hour. You can learn more on the contest at odyssey.com/Zac. Thanks to Messina Touring Group for that one. Tommy, we have Hawaiian Shirt Wednesdays, and we have Friday Fit on Fridays. We're fashionistas.
Yeah, it's really a fashion program, if you didn't know that. We have our Friday Fit, as we do every single week, brought to you by our friends at 3570 Golf Company here in Wichita. They are a locally owned golf apparel company. All their designs embody this part of the country. One thing I love about 3570 Golf Co. is that if you go and follow them on social media, they're very active on Facebook, on Instagram, and they like to tell their story, which is outstanding. And it's very much a storytelling brand. Like I said, all their designs embody this part of the country. And so you can check out all of their great apparel designs. We're talking shirts, we're talking hoodies, golf head covers. I know you have a golf head cover of theirs. It's got the Wichita flag on it. You can check out everything they've got online, 35x70golfco.com. Use the promo code Tommy and get 10% off your order.
And you can represent it wherever it is that you're out playing golf, like Crestview Country Club.
Yeah.
Another great sponsor of the program. I went out and I tried to beat the rain last night, Tommy. But one of my kids and I went, we got about four holes in after work, but you can begin to see that tree work now. Some of the trees that have been marked are going down. Some of them are still just marked, and you get a feel for how much the course is going to change. And I think for a lot of people, that's exciting. It'll change the way you play a lot of holes, which will in a make it feel like a new course. We'll see what the end result is. I mean, some of the trees were just badly damaged in the storm and they got to come down. So we'll see what the end result is, but get out there, give Crestview a call, ask them about their memberships. If you listen to this show, you know how much we love it. So get out there, give them a call, see about the different things that they can do for you in a membership package. We appreciate their support of the show, 35 by 70 support of the show. We got so many great people that help make this show possible, and we appreciate them all. And we hope you do too. All right, Tommy, we've got some baseball and some Chiefs to get to. There was a pretty major trade overnight. Josh Naylor, who's a former All-Star, traded to the Mariners. They were supposed to be in the mix for Eugenio Suarez, who used to play for them. I believe they're the ones who traded him to Arizona. But Naylor comes in. He's been a really good player for Arizona for a little while now. He's going to help Seattle. I think it's relevant. in a few ways for the Royals. A, Seattle's one of the teams the Royals are going to be competing with in the wild card, and they probably just got quite a bit better. And B, it's sort of the first bigger domino, I think, which we know in baseball this kind of happens. You get that first big one to fall, and then it kind of starts to snowball just a little bit on that. So it kind of sets the market. It lets us be the first one. And now here we go. We're full steam ahead. And one of the teams that the Royals are competing with just got better. Now we see what the rest of the league's going
to
do.
If there was ever any thought that Suarez could be dealt to the Royals, I think that was extinguished with the Josh Naylor trade last night. It was not going to happen anyway. But the fact that, I would imagine Seattle's probably got a similar payroll, similar structure to the Royals, and they didn't
They spend more than the Royals system.
I would imagine. I mean, they're closer to the Royals than they probably are to like the Yankees or the Dodgers, right? Like, I think they're probably in the same realm, generally speaking. And the fact that they were not going to spend, the overall money and the overall cost to acquire a guy like Suarez, and they instead go with Naylor, who's cheaper, tells me that Suarez is going to, it's going to garner a lot of attention. And we already knew that. But I mean, he's probably going to be a Yankee, I think, at the end of the day. But I do think that you're right, though. It does jumpstart the market. The fact that you had the first kind of major domino to fall a week before the deadline, we're probably going to see some other ones happen throughout the weekend and then obviously into next week. But I do think that, again, if the Royals, I think they recognize that they're chasing multiple teams and the Mariners are one of them. I don't disagree with you. Seattle got better with that trade. And so now, do the Royals feel even more pressure that they've got to try to improve if they're going to continue to try to chase that team?
They got a lot better, probably. Seattle is as dangerous as any team in baseball because they can pitch like crazy. And they just need to, continue to add a little bit to the offense. And Josh Naylor's a lot of bit to the offense. It's a meaningful trade. I think Seattle, like if you look at the wild card standings right now, and we'll get into the, to the Royals here on the other side of this. But if you look at the wild card standings now, and you're looking at the teams that are in there that you're going to have to try to catch as you're 4.5 games back of the Red Sox, if you're the Royals right now, the Red Sox are the ones after that trade, especially to me, that I would look at as the catchable team. The challenge here, if we're being realistic, the Yankees are probably adding. Seattle just added a significant piece. Toronto, Houston, and Detroit all have a lot of wins, so you can't really look at them yet. We don't know what Boston's going to do. Tampa's not going to go add anybody of significance. Texas might. I think you're looking at probably when this all settles in, when you're talking about the Royals competing for those wild card spots, it's going to be a race with Texas, Boston, Seattle, and New York. I think Tampa's always there. They could still be there. They probably will be. But as far as the teams that are going to that are really talented and likely going to try to get a little bit better, I think those are the teams. And so when, there's a Jaron Duran trade, do the Royals and Red Sox have any interest in trading with each other right now? Like they're competing against each other. I that probably not. So, we get into all of this and I think it still does lend itself to what we've said now for at least the last couple weeks that the most likely is probably the Royals just ride this thing out. Maybe they go try to add a bullpen piece. Lugo is this. You just have to separate Lugo out from everything that's happening because his situation is so unique. But one of those teams that's likely there in the end just got a lot better. The only path to this for the Royals, Tommy, is if they play really well down the stretch. And I don't know that they're going to go add somebody that's going to make the difference. The difference there is going to be if the players they currently have basically play the way offensively they've played in July for the rest of the season. Whether or not they add somebody or not, I just don't know what's realistically out there. If it's Duran and you're competing with the Red Sox, are they really going to make a trade? And if you're the Royals, do you really want to give them a starter like Seth Lugo if you know you've got to chase them down?
That's been the big reason why, even though there was a lot of smoke about Duran going to Kansas City, it never really made a whole lot of sense to me.
Well, it did at the time because they just traded Devers, and we all thought they'd be bad. They've gotten better since they traded Devers.
And they're back in the mix, and so for that reason, it's always been a little bit strange to me. Now, could they use the help of a Seth Lugo? Absolutely they could. And could the Royals use the help of a Duran? Absolutely they could. But knowing where they're both positioned in the wild card race, it does make it a little, I'm a little bit skeptical about that actually happening. I do wonder, and I know they're really, I don't think there's been much chatter about this at all, but if the Diamondbacks are in full sell mode, and it looks like they are, moving Naylor, moving Suarez, potentially all of that, is there anybody else on the Diamondbacks that the Royals could target? I mean, because if it's a full fire
Zach
sale Gallen's from them.
Zach Gallen's going to get traded. I don't know what his contract is.
They don't need pitching help. They don't need, I know like they're.
Well, but if you're talking about controllable assets, I wouldn't think he's a name that I've seen. Is there a bat that would help them? I don't think so. I don't think so. Gallen's free agents. That would be a no for the Royals. But I don't think so. I don't think they honestly, like, let's be, unless it's a highly controllable player, Tommy, I don't think they need, I just don't know that that's the right play. I think the right play is to let your players on this team go be the best they can be and see what happens. It's almost like if you look at the wild card teams, especially with what Seattle just did and knowing that the Yankees are probably, and every report says they're going to be ultra, ultra aggressive, with Toronto probably doing the same thing and playing really well lately. I think that the most, like, how much more likely is it that you're going to catch these wild card teams as maybe Detroit comes back down to earth and you catch them? Like, I think you just ride it out, and I think you just hope that what we're seeing in July is that law of averages, and some of these players were just unfortunately cold for 3 months collectively, and if they're not now, you can pitch with any team in baseball, so go see if it works out. I don't know what good it's going to do for them to go add a rental-type player. If you can get controllable players, great, because I do think you got to look at next year too. But rental players to me just don't make any sense right now for the Royals. I don't think a rental bat is going to give them enough of a boost in their chances to make the playoffs to make it worth it.
How about a reunion with Ryan O'Hearn? Could they be in on him, bringing him
what
back to Kansas
cost?
City? Well, that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, like,
and can he play left field? I don't even know.
I mean, he is kind of a platoon guy. He's only under contract for this year.
Yeah, I just don't. No. We'll get into the Royals. Let's dig into them and what they've got coming up this weekend when we return. It's Sports Daily.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster. We are talking a little baseball with you here on Sports Daily as the trade deadline looms, as the Royals get ready for a series against the Guardians. You'll have coverage here all weekend long. Tonight at 7 o'clock, it begins. Tommy, it's a critical series. I don't know. I asked this question, and I don't think I know how I would answer it, to be perfectly honest. Whether it's more likely they can catch the teams they're chasing in the wild card at about 5 games, or catch the Tigers at 9.5 games back. I think you just have to look at those particular teams and hedge your bet on who you think has more staying power. I know the Tigers were one of the best teams in baseball in the, you know, pre-All-Star break, but we still have an entire post-All-Star break to play. And I think if we're being honest, and I like the Tigers and I like all their young players and I think they're really good, I'm not sure that I'm willing to, with conviction, say I think they're going to be as good the rest of the way as they were the first half of baseball. And if that's the case, maybe they are the team that we should refocus on. I don't know.
I don't think so. Even if the Tigers are not as good of a team down the stretch as they were to start the season, it would take an epic collapse, like of epic proportions, for the Tigers to completely fall apart and give up the lead in the American League Central.
I mean, they just had that. Right. They lost 9 out of 10 games.
Yeah.
And the Royals only won 5 out of those 10 games. But over the course of a week and a half, the Royals made up 5 games.
Right. But it would take what they have done as far as the ground they've already given up, and then continuing on a big epic collapse to get to that. I mean, I think it's really, really, really unlikely. Has it happened before in Major League Baseball? Sure, it has. We've seen teams completely fall apart. But the one thing that the Tigers have, and I know you don't like it when I give him credit, but they've got AJ Hinch. And Hinch is a stabilizing factor. He always has been in the dugout. And even
when
with
all things fail, you can cheat.
I get it. I know you're not a Hinch guy. And for good reason, like, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, like, he is a guy that can steady the ship and I think prevent the Tigers from having this epic collapse.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's done a nice job with the Tigers.
He has. I like their roster too. I just don't know, you know, of the teams, if it's going to be the Yankees, I guess we can just look at it this way. Right now, it's the Mariners, the Yankees, the Red Sox that own the spots. Okay, so you've also got Texas and Tampa and Cleveland very much in the mix. But currently, the three spots are occupied by the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Mariners. And the Tigers have, you know, they've got your four games back further. Hell, I guess you'd be five games back further. But do you think Detroit is better than those three teams? I'm not sure that I do. When we're getting into the roster and when we consider what the Yankees are probably going to add at the deadline, what Seattle just added, and the way I would concede Boston, I don't think is. I think Detroit's better than Boston, but I'm not sure I think Detroit's better than Seattle and New York.
Well, one other thing to keep in mind with Detroit is that it's not like the Royals are the only team chasing them in the American League Central. You've got the Guardians that are right above the Royals. Of course, the Royals.
You can take care of that.
Well, you can sweep them this weekend at Kauffman, but keep in mind, like, let's say that like the Guardians and the Royals are right there and they're both chasing the Tigers. Well, if the Tigers, let's say they drop out of the lead of the American League Central, they're still in the wild card race. Like, you would still have to jump them in the wild card race. So it doesn't eliminate any teams that you have to leapfrog.
No. I'm just saying. All I'm trying to figure out. And the other thing that I probably should have said in the beginning, you get to play Detroit six times, right? So there's that. You have a little more control there. And I think they play most of these teams, but it'll be fun either way. Doesn't really matter. We only are talking about it because of the trade deadline, and like what should Kansas City be doing? I am pretty comfortable in the place of just sit tight and just go and just see what happens. If Salvador Perez is all the way back, which he appears to be, Vinny Pasquantino's been all the way back to himself for a while now. Bobby Witt Jr. has a little more juice in the tank. He still does so many things well that he's always great. But offensively, he has a little more left in the tank based on what we saw a year ago. Caglione's not going to be worse. He's probably going to be significantly better. He could at least be the same thing. I think there is – the Royals should be better in the second half. Even if they traded away Seth Lugo.
They already have been. They've already played a whole lot better.
I think that's a flash in the pan. I think we're going to see that, you know, the rest of the way. I think that's your best shot. I don't know that adding anybody to it is going to make that much of a difference. Like, what player would even do that? They went and they got Frazier, who they think helps them fill a need. Okay. They have enough in the bullpen. It's not urgent. I mean, it'd be nice to have a bullpen arm. Again, a controllable player is a different story because we're talking about something that helps them next year. But as far as rental guy, I don't know. I just don't think it makes a whole lot of sense. It's too, like, the hill they have to climb is still too daunting to even imagine it. So just ride it out. Let your players go play.
Yeah, there was an article yesterday, I believe, and I'm forgetting, there are so many different insiders that are writing articles, but somebody prominently had an article that basically talked about how even though the Royals had been in on Brian Reynolds for a long time, that's not going to happen. Like, that's off the table now, which is probably for the best, and he's locked in for a long time, obviously, in his contract. He's expensive, all of that. That one doesn't make a whole lot of sense anymore. It might have 2 or 3 weeks ago. Doesn't make as much sense as it does today. So really, I think you're kind of narrowed down on who's out there and who you could actually go to get that would be an immediate help, number one, but then also be controllable, number two. I wonder, and I know we've talked about Lugo extensively. We talked about Chris Bubich potentially, maybe also being on the trade block if there are some good offers for him. One name that I think could be interesting, let's say they don't move either Lugo or Bubich. I think there could be a scenario where if they got a good return for a guy like Carlos Estevez, that you could justify potentially moving him and getting value in return to help them right now and in the future. So, I mean, there are still quite a bit of options that are out there.
I wouldn't move Estevez. What's his contract? I think he's there next year too. I think you got to hang on there. The only player to trade away. I don't want to see him trade away anybody. The only player that you can really make any case for to me is Lugo. Estevez is, let's just look here. He's on a 2 year. So he's making 11, 10, 10 million a year. And you get a club option in 27. And he's only 32. I'm hanging on to Estevez. I think that's a pretty solid deal. I think he helps them too much. They have to think, whatever they do, they have to think about next year. Have to, because they have too much there to compete again next year. The only thing of real major significance, I believe, that they won't have next year likely that they have right now is Lugo. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so, you know, I just think they're going to be in too good a position to compromise anything that comes next year. Don't you?
Yeah. Like, I would say, and there's an article that came out 2 hours ago from our buddy Jalen Thompson. And it's, again, kind of talking about all the different options that are on the table for the Royals in the next week. There's one area in this article that there are zero words that are written about, and that is the Royals acquiring players and who those players could be. That's not in the article at all. It's about, could they move Lugo? Could they move Bubich? Could they move Estevez? And then would they part with any of their top prospects? But nowhere in Jalen's most recent article does it talk about potential players on other teams that the Royals might want to go and acquire. That's not in there at all. So I would say, for fans that are clamoring for the Royals to go and add, and names that are on the list of all these top players around the league that could get traded, don't get your hopes up that the Royals are going to be acquiring any of them.
Yeah, I don't, again, controllable relief pitching would be the only thing realistically. Okay, so you've got Lorenzen, you've got Adam Frazier, Mark Canna, Rich Hill, Taylor Clark, and you've got Luke Maley and Seth Lugo on the option. That's it. I mean, that's kind of all that's there as far as what you could lose. They're going to be in a great position next year. I don't think anything they do now you can allow to harm you next year. So, and even if Lugo's gone, obviously we remember they Noah Cameron has changed this all too, because in theory you'd have Cole Reagan's back and healthy. So now you kind of got four starters anyway, and plus Daniel Lynch comes back. They got to be careful. They got to tread with caution. If Lugo can land them a player that helps them, great. I think what they would like to do is utilize Lugo in a trade that also solves their outfield problem. That's what I think they'd like to do. Like an old school, kind of like they did with Jonathan India. We have this asset that's valuable. Do you have an outfielder that we could envision helping us this year and next year? That's where the conversations would start for me. And then let's see if we can go strength for strength. We can help you. You can help us. We can look past this year, because I don't think a rental player makes any sense at all for them. And then you go on from there. Or, like we've said before, you take the first round pick, you let Lugo go, make him a qualifying offer, or you try to extend him, and you just see if you can catch a little magic this year. Nothing wrong with that either.
That's what I would do. And the longer that this has gone on and the closer we've gotten to the deadline, that's where I've been. That's kind of where I've landed. I know that there are a lot of prominent people out there, including one of our colleagues up in Kansas City. I listened to his show yesterday, talking about how the Royals have to trade Seth Lugo with the depth they've got in their pitching rotation and their pitching staff. I land in a different area. Like, why not see if this team can make it happen with the current people that you've got? Why not keep Lugo on the roster?
I don't agree with that take either.
And again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If it was a different situation where the Royals knew they were going to lose Seth Lugo and get literally nothing in return for him,
right,
then maybe move him. But at least you're going to get a draft pick, because they will make him a qualifying offer. And if he declines it and he walks away, at least you know you are getting something in return, some kind of compensation for Seth Lugo walking away. At that point, It's better than nothing, and I think it's worth the Royals rolling the dice to see what they've got for the remainder of this season.
The reason for me is to say that they have to trade Lugo is totally ignoring this season's chances of making the postseason. Like, they don't have to trade Seth Lugo because they still are in the mix to make the playoffs. Therefore, you don't have to trade anybody. You're trying to make the playoffs. That matters. That's important. They're not 12 games back. Like, they're very much in the mix of this thing. And so, no, you don't have to trade him. Imagine if they were 4 games up in the wild card. Would anybody be right saying they have to trade Seth Lugo? Of course not. Like, we've seen this wild card in the course of it change over the course of a week, good or bad, for about 9 different teams this year. Like, there is that very important thing that still exists, and that is this season and trying to make the playoffs, which is, again, something that is very possible.
It goes back to that question. And really, I know that there are teams that they have to leapfrog, and some of it is out of the Royals' control because they are chasing and they need other teams to stumble a little bit. But it comes back down to the absolute foundation of the question. Do the Royals, does their front office, J.J. Piccolo, does he believe that this team is a playoff team this season? Does he believe that the current makeup of this roster can play in the playoffs? And if the answer is yes, if he believes that, then I think you stick with what you have and you ride that wave.
How could you not believe that either, by the way? Like, what would be the reason? Of course he believes that. But like, what if you're a critic? Like, what is making you think? Do you think? Because I don't think you I certainly don't subscribe to it. I don't think you do. Like, what is the reason you think people don't think they're capable?
I mean, probably reverting back to the weak offense that we saw as recently as a month ago or 3 weeks ago. It's been better in July, but I think that's probably one of the fears. I think it goes back to, even when they were winning games earlier this season, the criticism that I know people, including yourself, had, that they were winning games despite the offense being bad and the pitching would eventually come back down to earth, which it has to a point. It's not as elite as it was in May, or even in June for that matter. So I think I think it's kind of a little bit of a PTSD thing. Like, hey, this team is, they're winning right now, but it very easily could revert back to the way that it was before.
It totally could. But also, like, they're better than they were performing.
You're right. But I'm playing devil's advocate here. I think there could be an argument that it wasn't that long ago that we saw just an incredibly anemic offense. And could it go back to that? Sure.
They're obviously capable of being a terrible offense, the worst in baseball. They're capable of it. But I just mean, like, to sit here and say they have no chance at the postseason, to me, seems like the biggest stretch. Even if you're a pessimist, you can see the path for them. Well, A, their players play what they play like they normally play, and they have some of the best pitching in baseball. That's not outrageous. Like that. Now, whether that's going to be enough is debatable, and that kind of depends on what everybody else does.
Exactly. The challenge is you don't control your own destiny. That becomes the challenge. You have to rely on other teams losing as well. And they do get some head-to-head matchups in the division, at least, the Tigers and the Guardians this weekend, and obviously that all happens. But the teams that they're chasing in the wild card, you don't control your own destiny. That does make it more of a challenge.
It does, and that's why I bring up that's what takes me to the Tigers thing, right? There's so many of these other teams. Most of them are probably acquiring talent at the deadline. I don't think the Tigers are going to do that. I think the Tigers will probably sit still. And so, and you play them 6 times, and they are coming back down to earth just a little bit. So does that path become more navigatable? Is that a word? Than trying to jump so many teams in the wild card. I think that's become at least interesting, which is great news for the Royals. I mean, it's great news that they've lost 9 of 10 for the Royals, because there was a time not that long ago where it was like they have no chance to catch them. And now all of a sudden, whatever. Doesn't matter. All of it being said, the Royals don't do any of it unless they win a whole bunch of baseball games down the stretch. That gets back underway tonight against the Guardians. They just took 2 of 3 from one of baseball's best on the road. Why not the Guardians, right? Like, is that outrageous to think they could come out and have a big series against Cleveland? No, it's not. The Cleveland just lost a game to Baltimore. So yes, the Royals can have a big series. It'd be great if they could do something really special, like, I don't know, sweep them. But Cleveland's good, and Cleveland's been playing better too. We are talking a lot of baseball as we come up to the trade deadline. This will be a big weekend for a whole bunch of teams, including the Royals, and in where they stand as decisions need to be made. Training camp is also underway. Training camp's underway. Practices are underway in college football as we kind of get a first taste of KU, and we'll get to them after the Chiefs here in just a second. But Tommy, not a lot now. We're kind of to this portion of training camp where nobody's wearing pads, and it's really just like the conditioning portion. So, you know, yesterday, the things that kind of that I took away a little bit were, Andy Reid is liking what he's seeing out of the two tackles, but honestly, he even admitted, he's like, but they're not in pads, so it's kind of hard. One thing that did jump out a little bit to me, he was asked about Jalen Royals, the rookie, and he went out of his way to talk about him being smart, which is a good sign, right? Like that's what the challenge is going to be. And if Rashee Rice misses time, I don't know that anybody expect Jalen Royals to be early on in this season a huge factor, but if he's smart and if he's able to pick things up quickly, which is always the challenge for rookie receivers for Andy Reid, that would be good news. So that kind of stood out yesterday. Might be a bit of a stretch, but I did notice that he took that time to say it.
There's always a learning curve with rookie wide receivers in the Andy Reid system. The playbook is always complicated. There's always a lot that they've got to figure out and memorize and get that comfortability and all of that. That's the first step. And then you've got to build the relationship with Patrick Mahomes. We've seen it. It's happened multiple times over the last couple of years where Rashee Rice coming in as a rookie took him a little while. By the end of the season, he was there. Xavier Worthy, same thing a season ago. It took him a while. And then ultimately by, late in the season, he was there. If Jalen Royals can even speed that process up by a couple of weeks, we may see him, have more of an impact early on than maybe those other guys did. Now, is he as talented as Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy? Probably not. I mean, I think Royals is a nice piece. I think he's a good receiver, but, he's probably not, we're probably not looking at him being, a top tier wide receiver by any means, but if he can be more impactful because he's learned the playbook quicker and he's built that trust and he's a smart player, if he can have more of an impact in his rookie year, I think that's a win for the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's for sure a win for the Chiefs. It's just unlikely, but we'll watch it. I mean, being smart is the thing that is the challenge. Another one that jumped out, Kareem Hunt, talking about how svelte, as he put it, Travis Kelce looks young. You can see the burst. I think we all expect this. What are the chances, do you think, that Kelce becomes what he was 2-3 years ago versus last year? I think they're actually pretty good because I think they're going to ask him to do things a little different. I know he's prepared himself physically to do it, which is why I think there's a pretty good chance. But I also think there will be some design in the Chiefs offense to do that too. I just don't think Kelce will be doing the exact same things he's been doing. I think they envision him more as a pass catcher this year.
They have to have him be a volume pass catcher like he was earlier in his career. And even when he wasn't quite doing that as much a season ago or even 2 years ago, it wasn't like he wasn't catching the ball. I mean, he just didn't get it quite at the same volume. He wasn't involved in that regard quite as much as we were used to. I mean, his stat lines were still pretty good, but they weren't like epic like we had been used to seeing for so long from Travis Kelce. I do think that there is going to be an intentional push to get him back to that this coming season. And I think it was a combination of the Chiefs going in different directions offensively and trying to reestablish and redefine what the offense looked like over the last couple of years. That was part of it. But then it was also partially he was a little bit banged up at times, and he was getting a little bit older. And, you know, I'm not saying that he wasn't in good shape, but maybe not quite as in good a shape as he had been at one time in his career. The fact that that's been a deliberate and intentional change this offseason for him to work his way back to being kind of that guy, I do think you're going to see schematically things move more towards that direction going into this year.
I do too. And I think that's a good, especially a good thing if Rashee Rice misses time in the beginning of the season, something we're still waiting to see. But those were a couple of things that stood out to me yesterday from camp. We got to get him in pads to get some real looks, honestly, at the tackles, which is what we're all watching, and Royals too, a little bit. All right, let's talk KU football, Tommy. It's kind of the first chance for anybody to get in there and talk to them yesterday and see them. KU football is, I just don't know how to set an expectation for them this year. It's the strangest dynamic. We're all deeply concerned with all the talent that they lost, rightfully so, I think, but they weren't very good last year. So how concerned should we be? Right? Like, it's this weird dynamic. Most of the time when you come off of a disappointing season, which felt like it was massively, massively underachieved, you're not like, oh God, we lost all these, but it's Devin Neal and it's all, you know, it's all of these really Luke Grimm critical pieces that they've had for so long as a part of this rebuild that it is concerning.
Well, on the,
it's
on the strange dynamic. On the defensive side too, you don't have Kobe Bryant. You don't have Melo Dotson. Like those guys
are the dudes, right? The dudes that have rebuilt this thing.
I think that one benefit that Lance Leipold is going to have is that, the expectations, I think while they are appropriate and while they should be a good team, they're not through the roof. Like, remember going into last season, it was, this is a team that could win the Big 12. This is a team that could potentially compete to be in the CFP, like all of that. And then, of course, they fell far from that. They did not even come close to that. Those are not the expectations going into this year. I think that that is a little bit of a benefit. But on top of that, I mean, I think that this is a team that you still have Jalen Daniels. You still have Daniel Hyshaw. You know, you've got a really good transfer class coming in. They could be a sneaky team in the Big 12. Are they going to win?
I agree.
Are they going to win the conference? I mean, it's too, I think there's too much at the top for them to get past four or five different teams that are competing to be the Big 12 champion. But could they be right beneath them? Sure. I mean, I think they absolutely are a team that we should be looking at to go to a bowl game. I think we should absolutely be looking at them to potentially finish in maybe the top four or five in the Big 12. And anything beyond that is a bonus and an improvement from a season ago for sure.
I think that it's something like if you look at their projected depth charts, it's possibly going to be like 22 new players are either at the front or right behind or backing up starting positions for Kansas on both sides of the ball. It's a lot. It is a lot. Some of those players are probably going to be upgrades. That's something to think about. Some of them will be downgrades for sure. But at the end of the day, Lance Leipold is very good at what he does. Jalen Daniels, when he's right, is very good at what he does. And I think, like, for the most optimistic of fans, you can just start there. Right, Jalen Daniels was once a preseason player of the year in this conference. He just can't stay healthy.
Don't you think, though, like with Jalen Daniels, I mean, he's got, and again, this is going to be prefaced on him staying healthy. Obviously, that's a huge question mark, and it always has been. But don't you think he can just go out there and just ball out, like play free and clear, and not have these crazy expectations, preseason player of the year? This is a team that should make the college football playoff, win the conference, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, I think a lot of people forget that he's still on the team, right? And so you can sort of just go out there and play loose. You should go out there and play loose and free and easy and just go like ball out. It's your last year in college. The expectations are not as big as they have been in years past because you're replacing a lot of players around the team and on both sides of the ball. Just go out there and just let it all hang loose. Who cares?
Right. And I think that'll be good. And I think if we get a full season, which is a big ask of Jalen Daniels historically to count on a full season. But if you get most, let's call it most of a season of Jalen Daniels playing like he did toward the end of last year, with Leipold's ability to just figure out how to win games that he showed you at Kansas, I think that's your optimistic take. There is no way for us to know all of these players coming in to replace the players going out, what the net gain or loss is on that until we see them play. So when we talk about expectations, it's like, how do you even set them? I think you just start with Daniels and Leipold. I think that's the only thing you can do. I mean, Highshaw is going to be, I've always liked Highshaw. I'm curious to see how he thrives in a large role. I'll bet he shares carries at least to somebody. I mean, some people think LaShawn Williams is going to be the starter. I think Highshaw is going to be the starter. I've heard that chatter. It sure sounds like Lance Leipold yesterday intends for Daniel Highshaw to be the starter. He couldn't stop talking about how excited about the opportunity for Highshaw that he is to watch him play. So I don't buy that he's going to be, you know, as part of like a 50-50 split or worse. I think he'll be the guy at least early on. And I'm excited for that. But it's going to come down to Jalen Daniels.
They should have a really solid offensive line to protect Jalen Daniels. Bryce Foster, I know, is working his way back from injury, but I mean, he's been fantastic, and he should be one of the best offensive linemen in the entire conference. You know, like there are still some returners that are out there, a couple guys defensively that can help them out for sure. There's production coming back on both sides of the ball, even though you had some premier guys leave.
But and that's what, to my original point, yes, there's production coming back. They weren't very good last year. So I don't want to over worry about all the losses and the, like, they weren't very good. It's not a bad thing that they've got a little bit of a reset, a clean start this year in a lot of places. So they're beginning practice. They're beginning their work. We saw K-State. We checked in on K-State early in the week. It should be an interesting. I don't think the expectations sure don't feel as high collectively as they did a year ago, and K-State's probably in a better position to do what we thought they might do last year this year. So hopefully, one or both of them does that this year, and we get one of them in a college football playoff. I think I'm comfortable with saying K-State's my favorite to win the league. I think they can do it.
I'm still rolling with Texas Tech. They're my team that I think is going to win the Big 12. So I love Joey McGuire. I think Joey McGuire is phenomenal.
So many new players and no Taj Brooks. I like what they've done. I do. I think it's a very cool story for college football, but I think I'm going to stick with the experience of K-State. We'll see. K-State, Iowa State. I mean, are you kidding me? How massive is that? Is that is there a bigger early season contest August 23rd?
Can we
game in Ireland?
Can we look at like plane tickets? You and I should fly out there, go over to Dublin, cover that game.
We'll do the show live from Dublin. I could do that. I could get on board with that.
That's going to wrap things up on a Friday edition of Sports Daily. We didn't mention the 3M Open on the PGA Tour. All three local guys that we follow here had pretty good opening rounds. Sam Stevens is up around the lead, and he tees off later this afternoon. Gary Woodland, Adam Hadwin, both had really good opening rounds as well, so we'll be cheering on the local connections on the PGA Tour this weekend. Coming up this weekend on the network, Royals baseball tonight, 7 o'clock against the Guardians here on KFH. Hope you all have a great weekend. We'll be back here on Monday for another edition of Sports Daily. For Max Power and Jacob Albrock, I'm Tommy Caster. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.